They have failed on the big issues of the day, be it our housing crisis, our health service crisis, and they need to now make way for the people to decide who they want to be their Taoiseach.
Now, Mary Lou MacDonald, your party leader, said something similar directly to the Taoiseach yesterday in the Dáil, to which Leo Varadkar responded that we're never going to have a country with no problems and that that only exists in fairy tales. And we should be honest with the public about that. Do you agree? Like, does Sinn Féin have a magic wand to solve all those problems that you've outlined?
Well, what we face here is when Leo Varadkar came into Cabinet 13 years ago, we had the highest level of home ownership in Europe. Today, we have some of the lowest levels. Basically, our families can't afford to put a roof over their head. They can't afford to pay the rent, which has gone through the roof. So they've had their chance, and it's time for the people to decide. And what we have this morning is a spectacle of Fianna Fáil and the Green Party saying to Fine Gael, we will support you for Taoiseach if you remain in government until next year. So not only are they trying to deny an election, they're trying to hang in government for as long as possible. And that is, it's outrageous, frankly.
If and when a general election does take place, would your party be willing to go into government with the likes of Fianna Fáil? Will you have those kind of discussions?
Well, our preference is for a government that doesn't have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in it. But we're humble enough to understand that the Irish people will decide. It's them that will vote for the next government. We certainly want to lead it. We want to have a strong Sinn Féin manifesto for change, a programme for government for change, particularly, as I say, in the areas of housing and health. They're the massive challenges that our people face.